Today's daf is Shkalim daf Yud Aleph. We are at about the halfway mark of Masecha Shkalim. We are holding on the bottom of daf Yud Amud Beis. So at first we're going to discuss which kelim need to be in the Beis Hamikdash in order to be able to bring karbanos, machlokas tanaim, or machlokas amaraim that does not seem to conform to any of the shitas in tanaim. And then we're going to discuss the building of ramps. We had mentioned in the Mishnah that some of the money was used to build the ramps for the Parah Aduma and why they kept on building new ramps for every time they brought a Parah Aduma. The Gemara is going to discuss about investing tzedakah money, even though the Mishnah is saying you're not supposed to invest tzedakah money, when it might be mutter, what circumstances might be mutter to invest tzedakah money. Then the last piece in this halacha before the next Mishnah is the definition of what is Moser Peros and what is Moser Nesachim. We had a machlokas in the Mishnah, what you do with Moser Peros and Moser Nesachim, but we have to define the terms. What does Moser Peros mean? What does Moser Nesachim mean? Then the next Mishnah is going to discuss what they did with the extra Ketores. We're also going to have to talk about why they had extra Ketores, but apparently they often had extra Ketores. What did they do with it? How did they deal with the extra Ketores? And that's going to lead into a discussion whether the machteshes, which they used to grind up the ingredients of the ketores, was a klisharis or not a klisharis, and that would have a direct impact on the type of kedusha that the ketores had when they were mefatim the ketores, when they prepared the ketores. And the daf concludes with the machlokas between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan whether Moser Kachim retained their kedusha saguf, meaning what happens with Moser Kachim. Does it somehow, even something that had kedusha Saguf, is it possible for it to lose its Kedusha Saguf and go back to having just Kedushas Damim or not? And that's going to be the end of Halacha Gimel. So let us begin from Daf Yud Amud Beis, about eight lines before the end of the page or so. Amar Rabbi Chizkia. So says Gemara, Amar Rabbi Chizkia, Tana Rabbi Yehuda Gudgadios, Rabbi Yehuda Gudgadios taught, HaShulchan VaMenorah VaMizbuchos VaParochos Ma'ak VaMesharKarbanos Divrei Rabbi Meir, that according to Rabbi Meir, all of these different kelim in the Beis Hamikdash are ma'akev the karbanos. If you're missing any of these things, you're not allowed to be makrev the karbanos. They are all considered machshirei karban, much like the dalin, minim, and elulav are ma'akev ze'ezeh. If you take one of them, it's ma'akev the entire thing. So too, you take any of these kelim, if they were to take them away, or if you break any of them, the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash cannot be kosher without them. But v'chamam le'ilcha ma'akev is karban. No, the only kli that's really ma'akev the karban is the kior and the kan alone. Is the kli that they would use to actually wash the hands of the kohanim to prepare them for the avodah itself. But other than that, nothing else is going to be ma'akev the karbanos. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos in Mitzvah Chaf writes that included in the mitzvah of building the Beis Hamikdash is also to put each of the kelim and put them in their proper spot. The kelim are a chelek of the Beis Hamikdash, and therefore there is no separate mitzvah of making clay Hamikdash. It's all part of the mitzvah of binyan Beis Hamikdash. The Ramban in his Hasagos to Mitzvah Lamed Gimel disagrees and holds that no, we have two separate mitzvos. We have a mitzvah of building the Beis Hamikdash, and we have a mitzvah of the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash, and we're makriv in a Beis Hamikdash even if there are no kelim in the Beis Hamikdash. So now, according to the Rambam, the Gemara here is very good. The machlokas is which kelim are ma'akev and which kelim are not ma'akev. But the idea that kelim are that kelim could be ma'akev certainly makes plenty of sense. It's part of the Beis Hamikdash. So how much of the kelim are ma'akev, the functioning of the Beis Hamikdash? But according to the Ramban, it's a significant difficulty. How is he going to understand the Gemara over here? Why would any kelim be ma'akev, the karbanos? Why would there be a discussion about kelim being ma'akev, the karbanos? After all, the kelim have nothing to do with the Beis Hamikdash. It's a totally separate mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of mikdash, and there's a mitzvah of kelim. So there is a comment, the Klei Chemda in Parshas Pikudei, at the beginning of Parshas Pikudei, says that the Ramban would explain that which we say kelim or ma'akev, that's if they're all there, but they're in the wrong places. But if they're not there at all, then they would not be ma'akev the karbanos. He says it's very similar to what Ramban writes by tefillin, that if a person has tefillin shel yad and shel rosh, they're ma'akev each other, but if a person only has one of them, so then you put on one without the other. Meaning, if you don't have the kelim, and you have a beis hamikdash, so that's called, you have a beis hamikdash, you can bring karbanos. But if you have the kelim, kelim, then you need to put them in the right place. If you have the kelim and they're all put in the wrong place, that's going to be makiv the korbanos. He says maybe the Ramban learns this from Bayis Sheni, because in Bayis Sheni they didn't have an arun, they didn't have a kapores, and nevertheless they were makiv korbanos in Bayis Sheni. And yet over here the Gemara is going to say that that avodah shebifnim, everyone's going to hold. We're not there yet, but the Gemara is going to point out that avodah shebifnim, everyone's going to hold as ma'akev. So you see that when we say it's ma'akev, that's only if you have it there. But the very fact that they functioned in Bayis Sheni tells you that if you don't have it there, it's apparently not ma'akev. Otherwise, how are you going to understand what happened in Bayis Sheni? The Ramban implies this way as well, because the Ramban in the Minyan Halavin, in the third mitzvah, says the mitzvahs losa say, lo l'shanos ha-seder ha-kelim b'migdash, not to rearrange the order of the kelim in the base of Migdash. So it could be that that it's based on that lav that the Gemara is saying that's ma'akev. It's, that's the avera that's ma'akev. That's the losa say that's ma'akev, not to be mishan of the seder, but that's only if you have them. But if they're not there, if you don't have them, then it's not shayich and iser to be mishan of the seder. There's no shinui of the seder if they simply don't exist, if you don't have them in the Beis HaMikdash. So anyway, so that is the machlokas tanoim about which kelim are ma'akev. The Rameir holds all of these different kelim, the shulchan, menorah, mizbechos, parochos, they're all ma'akev. And the chams say, no, just the ability of the kohanim to wash their hands and feet, the kiyor and the kan is the base of the kiyor, only that's ma'akev. Says the Gemara, v'lokein amr Reb Lazar, Reb Yossi, Reb Chanina, treyon amrin, Reb Lazar and Reb Yossi, Reb Chanina, both say on the pasuk, commenting on the pasuk says v'samtas shulchan michutz l'brachos v'sam menorah nochach hashulchan al tzela hamishkan teimana v'shulchan titin al tzela tzafon, that you have different terminologies that are used in the pasuk. You have the terminology of nochach and tzela. So these amorayim hold this that kol hein dechsiv, whenever on any item that it says in the Beis HaMikdash nochach, the lashon of nochach, like by the menorah it says nochach, so then ma'akev. If you're missing that, it's going to be ma'akev the korbanos. Tzela, wherever it says tzela on, like the shulchan, where it says v'shulchan titen al tzela, eino ma'akev. That's not going to be ma'akev the korbanos. V'am Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman Meshem Rabbi Yonasan, but Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman Meshem Rabbi Yonasan says, unlike both of the previous two opinions, that afilu tzela ma'akev, that even the shulchan where it says tzela is going to be ma'akev. V'am Rabbi Ila b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman, and Rabbi Ila says in the name of Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman that not only when it says nochach or tzela is it going to be ma'akev if it's missing, but afilu Sima ma'akev. Even the Mizbeach HaZav, where it says V'yaseim es Mizbeach HaZav Bo'olmei L'fnei HaParochas, a lashon of Sima, even that's going to be ma'akev the korbanos. So bottom line, what do you see? That when it comes to the Kiyor and the Vekano, when it comes to the Kiyor and its base, there is no Machlok Samarayim. Everyone would agree that missing that is going to be ma'akev, because the Avodah is possible if Kohanim are not able to be Makdash Yudeim Ragleim, if they're not able to wash their hands and feet. But the Gemara's real question over here is that it turns out that the Amoraim, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman in the name of Rabbi Yonasan are against the Tanaim. It's not like Rabbi Meir and it's not like the Shita of the Chachamim, because according to the Chachamim, only the Kiyor and the Kano are Ma'akev, and according to Rabbi Meir, the Shulchan, the Menorah, the Mizbechos, the Parochos, they're all Ma'akev. But according to Rabbi Lazar and the other Amoraim over here, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, and Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina would hold that the menorah is ma'akev. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel adds the shulchan as well, but they are all moded that the mizbechos and the parochos are not ma'akev. So they all land, all the different amoraim land somewhere in between the sheet of Reb Meir and the sheet of the chachamim. So what do we do about that? It's a machlokas between the amoraim and the tanaim. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Kan ba'avodah shebifnim, kan ba'avodah shebichutz. The machlokas tanaim is about avodah shebifnim, the avodahs that are done in the heichal. That according to the Chum, only the kiyor and the kano are ma'akev, the avodah shebifnim. And according to our mayor, all these other kelim are also ma'akev, the avodah shebifnim. But the machlokas amraim is about avodah shebichutz, that is done in the azaros, where each one holds their own personal shitos about what's ma'akev. So they're talking about different types of avodos, and therefore it's not a stira between the Tanaim and the Amoraim. Period. So no discussion now. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Shachtis Gedola Heisa B'bnei Kohanim Gedolim. There was this. This is commenting on the line in the Mishnah where it said that Rabbi Shaul holds that the Kevesh Para, the Kohanim Gedolim Osim Mishal Atzman, that the ramp that they made for the Para Aduma to go on, where they would avoid any chashash of Tuma, they built a special ramp in a way that anything that went on that ramp could not become Tamei, so that special ramp that they made, that they would bring the Parah Aduma on, was paid for out of pocket by the Kohanim Gedolim. So Amar Rabbi Chanina comments, Shachtis Gedola Heisa B'Bnei Kohanim Gedolim. It was a terrible gaiva of the Kohanim Gedolim. She Yoser Mishishim Kikare Zav HaYimotziyin Ba. They would spend exorbitant sums of money on this ramp. She Kivsha Shal Parah Omed V'lo Haya Echad Me'en Motzi Parasa B'Kivsha Shal Chavero. Each one would construct their own ramp to bring the Parah Aduma on. And even though the ramp that was made by the previous Kohen Gadol was still standing, the next Kohen Gadol would never use that same ramp. Rather, he would knock it down, he would destroy it, and build his own. That was a terrible gaiva that they did in order to show that they couldn't use the last guy's. They had to make their own ramp for the Parah Aduma. Hasav Rabbi Ula Kome Rabbi Mana Vatani. So Rabbi Ula asked in front of Rabbi Mana, wait a second, it's a gaiva? That's an indication of gaiva? Hatani, but didn't we learn that Shimon HaTzadik Shtei Paros Asa? Shimon HaTzadik in his career had two times, on two occasions, that he was involved in a Parah Aduma. Lo Bekevesh Hotziyazu, and he didn't use the same ramp on each occasion. He would build a new ramp each time. It's one thing to speak vaguely about Kohanim Gedolim. You know, there were these bad guys that were Kohanim Gedolim. But let's put a name to it. Shimon HaTzadik would make his own ramp. Shimon HaTzadik, you're prepared to say, Shachatz Gedolim, that it was this terrible gaiva? Shachatz Gedolim, this terrible gaiva that Shimon HaTzadik had? You can't say that he was a bal gaiva. So, my kedon, al shemaili hi bepara silsil hi bepara. So he said, no, what's going on with Shimon HaTzadik? Well, the real motivation of building a new ramp for each Parah Aduma was part of the concept of making extra chumras in the tahara of the Parah Aduma. They built in the tahara process, in the way that they would do the avoda of the Parah Aduma, extreme chumras. And the reason they did that is because the Gemara in Yuma, at the beginning of Yuma, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, so far we've had a lot of psachim connections so far in the first half of this masechta. Now we move on, so we're going to have some, maybe some, we'll see, we'll keep a lookout, some Yuma connections for the next masechta. But here's our first Yuma, I don't know if it's our first, but here's the Yuma connection from the very beginning of the Masechta. The Gemara at the beginning of Yuma tells us that they were Masakin, that the Chacham, there was Masakin a lot of Milos, a lot of Chumras in the Parah Aduma, because they would be Metami the Kohen, who was Osek Besreifas HaParah. They would Dafka be Metami the Kohen, who was involved in the burning of the Parah Aduma, and then they would be Matbil him, Lahotzi Milibim Shal Tzdukim, because the Tzdukim said that you weren't allowed to do the Parah Aduma B'tvil Yom, so in order to show that we can, we would have to be metami the Kohen and then be matbil him to have him do the avodah paradum. But since we're doing that, since we're being metami him, so we want to go to the other to compensate for that. For that kula that we're doing, that we're being matame the guy, we go to the other extreme with every other area of the preparation of the Parah Aduma to come up with all sorts of different chumras. So one of these things was that they would build a special ramp to each time to draw attention to the fact that we're making a big deal out of avoiding Tuma. So even though they had a ramp from last time, the construction project itself would draw attention to the fact that we're avoiding Tuma at all costs. Tani zizun uksalim ayotz mikana mikan kadesh li yetzuv yatzitzu akonam v'yitamu, that they had little ledges that protruded out on the sides of the ramp, so in case the Kohen would want to peer over, if he would peek over, he would not be able to peer over just air. He would be over a ledge where no Tuma would be able to penetrate, and that way it would protect him entirely from any sort of Tuma. Fine, Rabbi Kiva Omer Emistakrin. We had in the Mishnah that Rabbi Kiva says that we don't make money with Hegdish money, we don't invest Hegdish money, and Lo Mishalaniyim, and we don't invest Tzedakah money either. So the Gemara is going to discuss, is there ever a situation where we can? Is there ever a situation where we're allowed to invest Hegdish money? So says the Gemara, Elim Ratza, Yeah, Hefset Shalom Vaschal HaHegdish Mutter. If you're willing to take on yourself that whatever losses you're going to take out of pocket, whoever is investing the money, he's going to take out of pocket, and whatever gains Hekdish gets is going to go all to Hekdish, then it's going to be mutter. The implication is that the whole reason that we're not allowed to invest Hekdish money is that you might lose it, is that the money, the investments are never a sure thing, and you can't risk it, you're not allowed to risk money of Hekdish. Kadabar zimnadi ispaket gabe madal diyasmin. One time there was the chasim of Yisomim were trusted by Bar Zemina, and Asa v'shal Rabbi Mana. He went and he asked Rabbi Mana if he's allowed to invest the money. Samalei, so Rabbi Mana said to Bar Zemina, in Bayezdi, if you are willing and prepared, have said the didach to take the loss on yourself, the agra de tarvechon, and to split the profits. So here it sounds like the profits don't have to go dafka entirely to Hekdish. You could split the profits, then shari, then it's going to be mutter. Rabbi Chiya Barada, spaket gabe madal diyasmin. Rabbi Chiya Barada had nichse yisomim that were entrusted to him. Vavid kenan, he did exactly that. He invested it in a way that he was mekabel. Any of the losses will be out of his pocket, and whatever money was made from the investment, that he would split it with Hekdish. So there's some discussion in the Rishonim over here about potential ribbis, whether this is a violation of at least ribbis midrabanan, and why in fact it's mutter. Maybe by Hekdish, the Torah writes that you're allowed to be malva beribbis ketsutza for Hekdish, based on the Gemara that in Maseches Bava Metzia, that there's no din of ribbis and onah by Hekdish. The makar is the yisra of ribbis as kaspecha lo titen b'neshech. So we darshan kaspecha dafta kesef shelcha, it's also to be titen b'neshech. But kesef shel Hekdish is not yours, and therefore may not be included in the iser. But pashas is not an iser of this is not an issue of ribbis ketsutza. This is an issue of ribbis midrabanan. It's somewhat of a complicated discussion. I'm not going to get into it right now. What I found more fascinating over here is the issue of investing tzedakah money, investing Hekdish money. Our Gemara sounds like the whole concern is shema yafsid. It's a concern that you might lose the money. The Bavli seems to say otherwise. It seems that it's a machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi why it is that one is not allowed to invest money of tzedakah and money of Hekdish. There's a Gemara in Ksubas, Tav Kuf Vav Amin Beis, where two other reasons seem to be given. When it comes to Hekdish, it's an issue of Eina Nius B'makom Ashirus, that to invest Hekdish money is a way of showing that Hekdish doesn't have all it needs, that it needs more. And that's Eina Nius B'makom Ashirus. We don't spare any expense when it comes to Hekdish. We want to show that Hekdish is completely self-sustained and it's fine. There are no financial issues whatsoever in Hekdish, and investing the money shows a lack of financial stability in the Hekdish account. And when it comes to Aniyim, it's an issue of liquidity, that if an Ani comes, he should be able to, and he wants to collect money. You don't want to say, oh, the money's all tied up, you know, I have it in a CD and this and that, and it's going to come, don't worry, you'll get it in 6 months. No, he can't have it in 6 months. He needs to eat now. So it's an issue of liquidity when it comes to Aniyim. So the Nafkaminas would be, well, Nafkamin would be like, but our Gemara says, let's say you're makabel on yourself the hefsid. Yeah, that's great that you're makabel on yourself the hefsid, but that's only going to solve the problem of Shema Yafsid. How's that going to solve the liquidity problem? It's certainly not going to solve the problem of Ein Anius B'makom Ashirus. Or what if you have a set amount that you're entitled to distribute each year? The person who gave the money said, you're only entitled to distribute $10,000 each year for tzedakah. So what about any money in excess of that, l'chara, you could tie up for the whole year if the concern is a liquidity concern. If it's a concern of Shema Yafsid, then you wouldn't be allowed to tie it up for the whole year. So you have several nafkaminas or a gabay tzedakah that's an usher, that's mishali mibeso. He's willing to lay out the money if an ani comes and asks for the money. So you have all sorts of different nafkaminas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, the reasons that are given in the Bavli and the reasons that are given in the Yerushalmi. It's rare that you find poskim that are, You do find poskim every once in a while that are willing, in under the right conditions, to allow investing tzedakah money. Investing, if you have a significant fund of tzedakah money, provided that the tzedakah will continue to be able to provide for anyone who comes to collect from it, and that proper securities are put in place to make sure that the money doesn't get lost. But it is a shaila. A lot of people don't realize that it's a shaila. How many tzedakah funds were invested with Madoff that lost all their money? It's not so simple to just go invest tzedakah money. Okay, says the Gemara further. Moser peros. So the Mishnah had spoken about moser peros is for kitzam mizbeach. We use it to feed the mizbeach. According to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva said that moser nesachim is used for klisharis. Rabbi Chanina Sagan Aquanim said moser nesachim is for kitzam mizbeach. And both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Chanina Sagan Aquanim think there's no such thing as moser peros. So the Gemara is going to explain what are these items. What is moser peros? What is Mosar Nesachim? So first of all, says Gemara Masnisa to Rabbi Shmuel, this din of Moser Peros going for the Kitzam Mizbeach is Rabbi Shmuel Shitaso, because Rabbi Shmuel holds in our Mishnah that the money of the Shiari Halishcha was used to run a store in the Beis HaMikdash. They would buy wine and oil and flour, and they would run a shop in order for people who wanted to buy Nesachim. So that extra money that they would make by the store that they ran in the Beis HaMikdash, that's what we call Moser Peros. Yosef Pasmas Nisa, Moser Peros Schar LaHegdish. He explained our Mishnah, Moser Peros, the schar goes for Hegdish, Moser Nesachim, Zu Sa'a Revius. What's Moser Nesachim? That's the fourth Sa'a. What does it mean, it's the fourth Sa'a? So this is related to a Mishnah we're going to have in a couple of days from now in Daf Yud Gimel. That if a person makes a deal with Hegdish, that he's going to provide flour to Hegdish for three Si'in, for a Sela, and then the prices go down, and now in the market you can get four Si'in for a Sela, so Yad Hegdish Al Eliona. He needs to adjust his prices to give Hegdish the better deal. If the market price is now a better deal for Hegdish, he has to be Mekabel on himself to give the better deal for Hegdish. So it's always Yad Hegdish al Yona. So that fourth Sa'a he has to give still for that same Sela. So that fourth Sa'a, which he gives to Hegdish more than he was Mekabel on himself originally, that's what we call Moser Nesachim. Now what does Hegdish do with that fourth Sa'a? So that's the reference to Moser Nesachim. Rabbi Yochanan Pasar Masnisa, Rabbi Yochanan explains the Mishnah as Moser Peros Zusar Revius. No, Moser, when we say Moser Peros, that's a reference to that fourth Sa'a. Moser Nesachim LeBeirutzin. Moser Nesachim is Beirutzin. What is Beirutzin? It's the overflow of the Kli. When they fill up the Kli with Nesachim, with more Yayin than necessary, and some of the Yayin spills out onto the walls of the Kli, so that wine that spills out is called the Moser Nesachim. So the Gemara asks Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef, holds that Moser Nesachim is the Sar Revius. Vilase Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef the Beirutzin. What is, does he not hold of the Beirutzin? That it could happen that sometimes they'll overflow the Kalim? And it, what? Is that not Moser Nesachim? So what does he hold the din should be with the Beirutzin? So Rabbi Chiska explains that Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef would hold that Moser Nesachim includes both of the issues, both the Saravis as well as Beirutzin. Mad nafal, whatever fell, the Saravis, nafal Beirutzin, whatever you would use the Saravis for, you would also use the Beirutzin for, meaning they're in the same category. They both have the din of the Moser, and they're both in the same category. So the Gemara now asks on the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan. Again, Rabbi Yochanan is one that said that Moser Peros is Saravis, Moser Nesachim is the Beirutzin. So al daite de Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef, who holds that Moser Peros the goes to Hegdish, Nicha. I understand very well what our Mishnah says, that Zevzeh lo yumodim beperos, because according to Rabbi Akiva, we learned that Ein Mistakrim Shal Hegdish Af lo b'shal aniyim, that you're not allowed to make money with, you're not allowed to invest Hegdish money, you're not allowed to invest aniyim money. So in sin, there's no mitzius of money that is schar la Hegdish. And Rabbi Chanina Sagan Aquanim also holds like the sheet of Rabbi Kiva. So lefichach zevzeh lo here moldim beperos. So it makes sense that you can have such a line that Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Chananya are both not going to be molded to the din of Moser Peros, because there is no matzilus of Moser Peros. But al daitid Rabbi Yochanan. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, Moser Peros has nothing to do with any money made from any investments. Moser Peros is the sa'ar revius. It's when values change and the guy who's providing the stuff for Agdish has to provide more now. So kasha, how can you say that nobody holds of the Moser Peros. What do you mean? The value of flour changes sometimes. The prices fluctuate. Vataninan amdu mishalashi sabik barba. Me'arba. It's a Mishnah that we're going to learn in two dapim from now. That if the prices change, vataninan zevzaloi modim peros. And yet in our Mishnah, we're going to say they're not modib peros. What do you mean not modib peros? Prices change. Prices fluctuate. What does that even mean? So the Gemara answers that certainly Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Chananya agree to the idea that there is such a metzius of Moser Peros, that could happen, that there is such a concept of the Sar Revius. Lo ayu modim beperos, when it says in the Mishnah that they weren't modim beperos, it doesn't mean they weren't modim to the concept. No, it means that they weren't modim to the din that bekits lamizbeach, of the modim ayu beklishares. They simply weren't modim that the Moser Peros go lekits lamizbeach. They are modim, though, that the peros go, the Moser Peros go to purchasing klishares. So the concept exists. Not only does the concept exist, they had to define what you do with the money. And they gave an idea of what to do with the money. So Gemara said, according to everybody, Moser Nesachim is Beirutzin. So Rabbi Kiva said, Moser Nesachim goes to the Klishari. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Ad Kedon beBeirutzin Tzibur. I understand if you're going to say that Moser Nesachim includes Beirutzin, and you're going to say that Moser Nesachim goes to purchasing Klei Shares, that's great when you're dealing with Nesachim of Kabbarnos HaTzibur. Kabbarnos HaTzibur belongs to the Tzibur, so you're going to take the extra Nesachim, and put that toward Klei Shares, which have to be bought from the Tzibur. Afilu Beirutza Yachid, but you're going to say even by Nesachim of a Kabbarn Yachid, of a Lo Nimtzu Klei Shares, by Mishal Yachid, isn't it going to turn out then that you're purchasing Klei Shares with Yachid money? And that shouldn't work. Klei Shares should only be purchased with money of the tzibur. So the Gemara answers: Kada de taninan isha shasuk sonus lubna kshera uvachetim shenel tzibur. That even though big day kahuna also have to come dafka from the money of the tzibur, like we learned yesterday, a woman can prepare a big day kahuna for her child, for her son as a kohen, as long as she gives it to the tzibur b'lev shalem. So just like machshire karban, everyone says the yachid is able to be moser to the tzibur. So klei sharis also, which are machshire karban, a yachid is able to give it over to the tzibur, and that's not a problem. So that's why these moser nesachim, even though they're from nesachim of a karban yachid, the extras that we assume is given over b'lev shalem to the tzibur. So the Gemara says, okay, that's great in terms of the Beirutzim. So far we've been talking about Beirutzim, we've been talking about overflow from pouring wine, from pouring oil, liquid that overflows the sides of the kelim. Sa'ad kedon Beirutzelach, v'afilu Beirutzeyavesh, would you say the same thing about Beirutzeyavesh, about overflow of dry items, of like flour from a kli? Because what's the difference between Beirutzeyelach and Beirutzeyavesh? Is that Beirutzeyelach, any liquid that overflows was once inside the kli, it was once in the airspace of the kli sharis. But when you pile on something yavesh, whatever overflows never made it inside the kli. It was always above the surface of the kli and then just fell out. But lach, we assume that it's just the displacement. So whatever you're pouring in now, even though the kli is full, is going in the kli, and what's coming out is what was already in the kli. So the Gemara answers, Kahide Tanin Taman, based on what we're going to say in the Talmud Bavli, Maseches Menachos, that in the Sachem Shekitchu B'kli, in the Sachem that were in a kli shares, the Nimtza Zevach Pasel, and then later on you find out that the carbon that the Nesachem are associated with became Pasel, Im Yeshem Zevach Acher, if you have another carbon that doesn't have Nesachem, Yikrevu Imo, let these Nesachem be brought together with that carbon. V'im Lav, but if there is no other Zevach that doesn't have Nesachem, that still needs Nesachim, so then Lanu, if these Nesachim go, are left overnight, Yufsulu Belina, they become possible Belina, like any other Nesachim that were hooked up with Klisharis. But what do you see? That's something that Dafka, those Nesachim that were in the Klisharis, become Kadosh. But Beirutze Yavesh, the overflow of dry measures that were never inside the Kli, do not become Kadosh at all. They were there, they were never put inside of a Klisharis. Okay, that is the end of Halacha Beis. Halacha Gimel now, new Mishnah. Each year they would buy with the money of the Trumas Halishcha the spices that they would need to make the Ketores, and they would buy 368 manim, 368 portions of Ketores. Why 368 portions? 365 for the 365 days out of the year, and an extra 3 for Yom HaKippurim, because every day they would have a chatzi mana in the morning, a chatzi in the erev, and shlosha, an extra 3 where the Kohen Gadol would have Meloch Chafnav b'Yom HaKippurim. He would take a Meloch Chafnav from the extra 3 on Yom Kippur. But obviously, since we deal with a lunar calendar in Judaism and not a solar calendar, if they're making 365 portions every year, there was very often Mosar Ketores. There was very often some leftover, some extra in the Ketores. In fact, the Mefarshim discuss why is it that they would do that? Meaning, why would you make the wrong amount? You know that we work with a lunar calendar. So why would you dafka have 365 portions? So most of the Mefarshim, most of the Achronim, the Kiryas Sefer and Hilchos Klei HaMikdash and the Tiferes Yisrael on the Mishnayos, most of the Mefarshim say that it must be Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, that this is the way to be Mefatim Ketores, that these are the ingredients, these are the amounts that we make it in, so we have no choice. It has to be that it must be done this way, and that's why it's done this way. So we're always going to have Mosar Ketores all the time until the leap year, when we're not going to have the Mosar Ketores, but we're going to need leftover from last time. So what we try to accomplish with the Mosar Ketores is to be, and we have no other use to the Ketores. A person is not allowed to burn the Ketores on himself. It's an Issa D'Oraisa. You're not allowed to go burn the Ketores for yourself because you like the smell of it. You can only bring it in the Beis HaMikdash. So what we're going to try to do with the Ketores, in order to keep it current, to keep all the Ketores to be this year's Ketores, something that was made from this year, is to somehow take the Moser, be mechalal it, and then repurchase it for Hekdesh, for that year. So that's the goal, what we try to do with the Moser Ketores. So says the Mishnah, Moser Ketores Mayu Osinba. What would they do with this Moser Ketores? So what they would do with it is as follows. Mafrishin Mimena, they would take from the Moser Ketores, Scharu Umnin, the amount that they would need to pay for the people who were Mefatim the Ketores, the people who prepared the Ketores, Ummechal Rosal Moser Umnin. And they would be Mechal the Ketores that they designated, this Moser Ketores, on the money that was designated to pay for these Umnin, to pay for these workers, Vinosnosa, and they would then take that Ketores, which is now chulin, lo umnin v'scharon, and they would give that instead of paying money in lieu of cash to the umnin, they would give them the ketores, which has newly become chulin because it was mechulal on the money that they would have given to the workers, and they just give the ketores to the workers v'chazim lochinosa, and then they would take the money and they would buy it from the workers mitrumachadasha, from the trumachadasha. So that way the ketores was bought from this year's money. They would use the trumachadasha to pay for it. The money that was taken from the Truma Chadasha has now become mechulal on the Ketores that they purchased back from the workers, and everyone's happy. So the Mishnah goes on to say, Vimba Chodesh Bizmano, and if the Chodesh Nisan comes in the right time, that the Edom see the Levana on the 30th day of Adar, and they're Mekadish the Chodesh, Boba Yom, so Lochinosa Mitruma Chadasha. Ready on that day, they could take it from the Truma Chadasha because it's ready Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and you have to bring it from the Chadash. Vim Lav, and if it was not Mekudesh Bizmano, it was a 30-day month, and they didn't see the new moon till day 31. So then, Mina Yishana, then they would bring the Ketores on that day from the Truma Yishana. They would bring it because it's still the day of the previous year. That last line seems somewhat obvious, that if you're still in the last year, bring from last year's money. If you're in the new year, you bring from the new year's money. But anyway, the Mishnah said that the Moser Ketores would be mechalal on the Mos of the Umnin, that which is the Mos that comes from the Truma Salishcha. Meaning, how did they pay the workers? We already learned they would take the money from the Trumas Halishcha to pay these workers. So the Gemara understands at this point that the Moser Ketores, you would take money from the Lishcha, be mechalal the Ketores on that money from the Lishcha. So the Gemara says, wait a second, the money from the Lishcha is Kodesh, and the Ketores is Kodesh. In order to be mechalal something on something, something's got to be chulin. So v'lo nimtza hegdish mechalal al hegdish. Isn't it going to turn out now that hegdish is going to be mechalal on other hegdish? So ketzaruosa, what would they do in order to make the money of the Lishcha become chulin in order to be able to be mechalal the Ketores on that money? So Rav Shim Bar Bisna, maybe most, the Gizbo would bring money of Hekdish that was designated for the Umnin, umechalan al abinyan. They would take things that they had built with chulin for a tzorech of hegdish, we're going to say that we're going to see that bona b'chol, the Gemara says in the Bavli that you're bona b'chol va'achar kach makdishin. Whenever we need to build things for the hegdish, we always use chulin building materials, make everything chulin, and then once it's built, we're makdish it. So we're mechalin on things that were built l'tzorech hegdish. So it turns out that the binyan now becomes kadosh. The money is now yotze l'chulin, and now that the money is yotze l'chulin, maybe k'taras mechalal aleihen. You bring the k'taras and you're mechalal the k'taras on that money. So it turns out that the k'taras is going to become chulin, and the money is going to become kodesh instead. And then you take the k'taras, which is now chulin, and pay the workers with that k'taras. And then the Gemara explains, what would they do with that money, which now has this kedusha yishana, meaning, okay, great, now we have the whole system all set up, but we have money that has last year's kedusha in it now, because you were mechalal the ketores on that money. We were mechalal last year's ketores on that money. Again, we bought back the ketores with this year's money from the Omnin. Great, but what do you do with the old money? What do you do with the money that has last year's kedusha in it? So also the most mayasaben, what do we do with that money? Rebbe Omer, Omer Ani, so Rebbe says, I say, Yinasul lebeis gormul lebeis haftinos shayubikin bepitim haktores umay selechem apanim, that the people who were experts in being mefatim the ketores and making lechem apanim, who knew how to do it, so they would need to get paid for their services, you would use that money to pay them for their services. We find even in the Yerushalmi, apparently, that Rebbe is the one that says, Omer Ani. Rabbi Yosef Engel points out that Rebbe is the only one in all of Shas that has such an expression. A lot of times you have that an Amora or a Tana has their expression that they're that you find by them and you don't find by other people. Rabbi Yosef Engel points out that Rebbe was a tremendous Anav. But the Omer Ani is a Lashon of Anivus. It's not I say, and therefore you must listen. It's I say, and you know, I don't know if it's right, but it's what I say. You know, so you take it or leave it. So it's an expression of Anivus. It's not an expression of Gaiva to say Omer Ani. So now the Gemara discusses the parameters of exactly what Rebbe means. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak v'hein this din. That you give the money that has the old kedusha on it to the Beis Garmon, the Beis Haftinas, is only sheyuhu chayavin lahen mos mishar rishana. That's only if we already owe them money for their work from last year. So you can pay them from the Trumi Yishana because it was last year's work. But when you're paying them for this year, then you're going to need to pay them from the Truma Chadasha. It's not going to work to pay them from last year's money. So the Gemara explains, what do they do with this money when they didn't owe these people any money? So then what do you do with the money? So Rabbi Chiya Barba asked, what's going to be the din when lo yuchayav lahen ma'us mishar rishona? You didn't owe them money from previous years. So asa Rabbi Ba came b'shem Rabbi Chiya, and he said in the name of Rabbi Chiya Barba b'shem Rabbi Yossi, in the name of Rabbi Yossi, that what would they do with this money? They would use it mekaitzin ben esamizbeach. They would buy animals for keitzamizbeach to keep the mizbeach busy during downtimes. So Gemara explains, how could Rabbi Chiya in one place have a suffix and another place be the one to be poshet the suffix? Rabbi Ba Bar Kohen Bai Kume Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Ba Bar Kohen asked Rabbi Yossi, Mechalfa Shitasi Rabbi Chiya Barba. How could Rabbi Chiya Barba change his shita? Taman Tzrichalei. First he has a suffix. What do we do with these money? V'chap Shitalei. And then afterwards he says, oh, I know what you do with this money. It goes L'keitz HaMizbeach. So which is it? Does he know or does he not know? So says the Gemara that Rabbi Yossi said to Rabbi Ba Bar Kohen, who asked this question of what do we do with this Rabbi Chiya Barba, had the tzrichalei b'chlei shares, had the pshitalei b'keitz hamizbeach. It was pashat Rabbi Chiya Barba that these money that's from the Truma Yishana, you can go for keitz hamizbeach. But he's not sure when we said that this money is neschalel, the Moser HaKetores, the din of Moser Nesachim that goes even the klei shares. He wasn't sure if the Moser HaKetores has kedusha saguf, and therefore has a din of Moser Nesachim, or it does not have Kedusha Saguf. And the suffix is, and this is going to be the next discussion in the Gemara, what the suffix boils down to is whether the Machteshes that they would grind the Ketores with is a Klisharis. If it is a Klisharis, then the Ketores has Kedusha Saguf. Or maybe no, maybe that which they ground up the Ketores with is not a Klisharis, and therefore it doesn't have Kedusha Saguf. So the Gemara points out that this suffix that Rabbi Chiya Barba had, whether the Machtash is a Klisharis, is actually a Machlokas Amarayim. The Spalgun, we find Amarayim argue, pitma b'chulin, if you use a machteshes of chulin, not a machteshes of kodesh, to be mefatim the ketores, Rabbi Yossi bei Rabbi Chanina amar psula, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina says it's possible because you need to use a klei shareis, Rabbi Yishua ben Levi amar ksheira, then no, it's kashi, you don't need to use a klei shareis, chulin kelim are just as good. So the Gemara explains what the svara is for each one. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, why does Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina say that you must use a klei shareis? Because the pasuk says, kodesh hi, Pasuk in its entirety, Vakhtaras Hashatasa bimaskunta, lo sasu lechem kodesh tia lecha la Hashem. So we darshan kodesh ishetayav yasa bekodesh, that the chiv to be mefatim the Khtaras in the Azara has to be in a makam kodesh, and therefore it has to be in a klei sharis as well. Matayimit Rabbi Shimon Levi. Why does Rabbi Shimon Levi think that the machteshes does not have to be a klei sharis? He accuses a chulin klei to be mefatim the Khtaras. Kodesh ishetayav ba'a mitrumas halishcha. Kodesh hi just means that the Khtaras has to come from the Trumas Halishka, from the communal funds of the Trumas Halishka, not from individual funds. But there's no din that it has to be made b'kedusha of a Kli Shareis. So the Gemara now is going to bring other Amoraim that debate the same issue. Amar Rabbi Yossi bei Rabbi Bone. This machlok between Rabbi Yossi b'chanina Rabbi Shimon Levi. Asid Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina kishmuel. Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina holds like it goes like Shmuel that the Machteshes has to be a Kli Shareis. Uid Rabbi Shimon Levi k'Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Shimon Levi goes like Rabbi Yochanan that it does not have to be a klei shareis. Ditanilan, because we learn in the Mishnah in tomorrow's daf, hamakdish nechasav, if a person is makdish his individual fortune, he takes his own money and he's makdish v'hayuban, and amongst those nechasim are dvarim ru'in lekarbanos tzibur, are things that are right to be used for karbanos tzibur. And the Mishnah doesn't explain what does it mean dvarim haru'in lekarbanos tzibur, that amongst his nechasim are things that can be used for karbanos tzibur. So the Gemara Maseches Krisos and Davav says that you can't say that it means a behema achaya that are roi to be brought as a karban tzibur, like they are as a karban yachid. And because you can't say it's something about regular animals, because yeah, they're roi for a karban tzibur, but they're also roi for a karban yachid. Why would you call those things that are roi for a karban tzibur? You also can't say it's referring to yenos, shmanim, slasos, the wine, the oil, the flour, because the Mishnah later on discusses what the din of Yenos Shmanim Slosos are. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, so what is it? What are these things that are in the carbon seabor? Ketores. It must be referring to Ketores, which is not roi for a carbon yachid, it's only roi for a carbon seabor. So if amongst the nechasim that a guy is makdish, that are chulin, is Ketores, so then that's what the Mishnah is discussing. Wait a second, how could Ketores ever be chulin if you need to be mefatim Ketores in a klei shareis? Elamai, what do you see? That Rabbi Yochanan holds that Ketores, you could make the Ketores in a machteshes that's not a klei shareis. It doesn't need to be made with a klei shareis. Amar Rav Hoshea, so Rav Hoshea says, nah, that's not a raya. That Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Shimon Levi. Maybe Tiftar, maybe you could say that the Mishnah is talking about Bu'uman Mishel Beis Avtinas, Shayonotel B'schara Ketores, that it was from the Beis Avtinas who would make the Ketores, and they would get their they would get paid with Ketores. So once they would get paid with the Ketores, to buy from the Truma Chadasha, so the Uman would be Makdish his Nichsei Chulin, and amongst that would be the Ketores, and that's the Dvar Maru'in, the Karbanos Sibur. So the Gemara explains now that Rabbi Yossi Rabbon, where we find that Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina. Where do we find that Shmuel holds the flip side, that you have to Dafka use Klei Shareis? Rabbi Yossi bei Rabbi Chanina kishmuel. We find that Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina holds like Shmuel. Dam Rav Huna b'shem Shmuel machteshes asu osa kechle shareis lekadesh. That the machteshes, they made it like a kechle shareis, in that it's mekadesh the ketores, that the ketores can become pasul belina and becomes pasul if its full yom touches it. So you see, Shmuel clearly holds that the machteshes dafka has to be a kechle shareis. So the Gemara asks on Shmuel that machteshes is a kechle shareis. Dam Rabbi Yossi bei Rabbi Bone, Amara Rabbi Huna. Rabbi Huna said over this din of Shmuel that you have to dafka make the Ketores in a klei shareis, Kome Rabbi Yossi, in front of Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Huna, in front of Rabbi Yossi, and he said, wait a second, according to Rabbi Shimon Levi and Rabbi Yochanan, that the Machteshes is a klei chol, and you can make the Ketores in a klei chol, and the Kedusha only, that the Ketores has is only Kedusha's damim, So I understand very well that you can be mechalal the ketores on money. But according to Shmuel, that when you're mefatim the ketores, you make it in a klei shares, so it has kedusha saguf. The davar shekadish be klei shares nifta, something that's made in klei shares, you could just be poda. How does that work? It has kedusha saguf. Amalei velo de Shmuel he. No, Shmuel, isn't your question on Shmuel? De Shmuel amar kalhu b'moser. Shmuel holds that there was a special tonight based in made that was made on the kedusha saguf. That anything that has kedusha saguf, that you're going to have extras of, that you're not going to need, so we have a special kula that it then could be mischalal. Dispalgum, because we find that there is a machloka Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, hasiru tamimim, if you have extra animals that are tamim, Shmuel lomer niftin kitamimim, Shmuel says you could be poda on chulin money, and Rabbi Yochanan lomer niftin kipsulei mukdashim, that no, they always retain their kedush saguf, but you see, Shmuel the shitaso holds that there's no problem, that something that has kedush saguf, you could be poda if you have extras. Hasiru si'irim of the tzibur for a chatas, if they have extras of the seirim, al daiti de Shmuel, according to Shmuel, im ola, if it's a carbon ola, so niftes, lo kol shkein chatos, then certainly chatos could be niftes. Al daiti de Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, am Rabbi Zira yiru. Rabbi Zira would say you have to let it go graze until it develops a mum. Amra, because it still has a kedush zaguf. Amra of Shmuel bar Yitzchak, mekaisen ben asim mizbech. Not like Zira alib de Rabbi Yochanan that they would be grazed until it develops a mum. Rather, you bring it itself on the mizbech for Ketza Mizbech. So Kashi Yesh Chatas Shekreva Olus. The Gemara asks, wait a second, we're talking about extra Seirim that are carbon Chatas, and Ketza Mizbech is an Olus. So how can you take a Chatas and turn it into an Ola? So Amar Yosa Shanyahi, this din of Karbonus Sibur is different than Karbonus Yachid. Shein Karbonus Sibur Nikbain Ela Bishchita. That the Karbonus Sibur are defined as a Chatas or an Ola only at the time of Shchita. Up until that time, you can still change it from one to the other. Amar Chia tonight basin who ala moser shiyukravu all those. That no, it's a tonight basin that even if it was originally designated as a chatos, you could, if it's left over and you have extra, you could bring it instead as a carbon ola. Okay, but Hashem will continue with halachadal tomorrow.